today's gospel, we encounter a message which is repeated a number of times throughout sacred scripture. And the message is really that as important as the bonds of blood or the bonds of family are, nothing is more important as it pertains to the kingdom of God as the bond of faith, of hearing the word of God and then of observing it. The first words that we hear about Mary, blessed are, is the womb that carried Jesus, it really is all true. Mary is blessed, and she is called blessed by all generations from the time she lived until our time. We still continue to honor Mary as the mother of Jesus. But as Jesus points out, what is most important, and in fact what is even going to be most special about Mary, is the fact that she is the one who heard the word of God first coming through the angel Gabriel, and then in her nurturing, in her closeness to Jesus, that Mary herself hears the words of her divine Son, becomes the perfect disciple of Jesus, and therefore becomes a model for us of how to hear the word of God, namely Jesus Christ, and then how to observe that word and to follow it in our lives through the path of discipleship. I think when we think of Mary's discipleship of Jesus, of her observance of the word of God, John Paul II put it in the context beautifully by referring to it as a pilgrimage of faith. Which is really what St. Paul is talking to us about in the second or in the first reading from the Galatians. That really we are called to be a people who are not merely legalistic following a law written on paper, but that we're called to live by faith. That our faith in Jesus is one by which we are born into his life and whereby we strive with all our hearts to follow him throughout our lives and therefore to live by faith. In Mary's pilgrimage of faith, what it really means is she keeps in mind where she came from, that she came from God, and she always keeps in mind and perspective where she's going, and that is her return to God. And in between there, to successfully complete this journey or to complete this pilgrimage, she clings to Jesus and she understands and interprets the events and experiences of her life in the light of her divine Son as she walks with him throughout her life. And that really is the model or paradigm of how we are called to live our life. To remember where we came from, that we were created by God, to remember our final end in life, which is communion with the Most Holy Trinity, and to remember that the way to achieve this pilgrimage successfully is precisely to conform ourselves to the Word of God, Jesus Christ, to disciple him. And that means that we interpret and understand all of the events and experiences of our life through the lens of Jesus Christ to see how we are to respond, how we are to act, and how we can become more and more like him, just like our Blessed Mother Mary did. So my brothers and sisters, as we go forward on this Saturday, let us ask God for the grace that through the powerful intercession of our Mother Mary, that we would truly live our lives as pilgrims of faith, of people who came from God and people who are marching toward their return to God by clinging to and following Jesus Christ. Amen.